Wow. I guess those weren't just anointed announcements. We got an anointed offering here. This is good. Praise the Lord. Nothing like an anointed offering. Ho! I remember I gave my last $40 and I got a job the next day for $800 every 2 weeks. I remember that. I remember, I offered my last $200 for my friend Sue to go do a mission trip, and the next day I got $4,000. I remember that kind of stuff. This bold stuff. I remember one time it was Christmas. And the Lord told me to spend some money, and I was like, I won't have money at this date. And so I spent the money, and what happened was the money supernaturally didn't come out of my account for like 3 days, 4 days. I just kept spending money, and it just kept being there. I remember there was a lot of mighty intercessors who were praying for me to get a job, and I just kept getting all this favor. And it was amazing because these people, I had about four different employers saying, we're going to give you a job right now. One of them was for $21 an hour. Another one was for, there were certain, and the Lord's like, don't take that job. Don't take that job. I'm like, but they're praying. He's like, don't worry. Just trust me. And every time I would just trust him, he'd just start getting me to better and better jobs. and that's our King. That's our God. He is a good God. And when we put our trust in Him, nothing stops Him. They say faith is a currency of heaven. And you know what I said to God once? If faith really is the currency of heaven, I want more of it, God, because I just don't have enough. You ever said that before? God, I want more of your currency. I want more faith, Lord. I want faith to do miracles and signs and wonders. I want to lay hands on someone's back, whether I know them or not know them, and see them get healed right away. I want to have that close walk of intimacy with you like Jesus had. I want to know you more. Ha. And I was just asking God, like, what is the secret to faith, God? What is the secret to faith? How do I get more of it? You know, I talked to some old intercessors, some of them in here, some of them in my old church. You know what they said? They said, faith is a gift from God. That's what they said. They said, you can't buy faith. Doesn't come in a box, packaged. It doesn't come in a book, but it's a truly a gift from God. I was like, well, God, how do I receive that gift? Ha. How do I receive more faith? I want more faith, God. Faith for breakthroughs. I don't want to be bound by fear anymore. Ha. Hey, I don't want to be bound by the natural, but I want to live in the supernatural. Woo-hoo. I don't want to see what my eyes see, because everything I see around me is perishing. It's all rust and dust. I want to see the things that are eternal. I want to be like Elijah. You know, when the army is surrounding you, and the servants are like, oh no, we're dead. You know what Elijah said? He said, open your eyes. Can't you see that there's more for us than there is against us? And one prophet walks out in front of an army, okay? In front of an army with swords, big swords, and chariots and horses and armor. And he just looks up at them, he probably smiles, and just says, Lord, make them all blind. And boom, they're all struck with blindness. And they can't see. And you know what happens? He leads them to Samaria, and they think to themselves, we're dead, we're so dead. He says, Lord, let them see now. Boom, they can see. They're like, we're dead, we're dead. And then you know what the Lord did? He turned his enemies into his friends. He gave them each something, provision, and sent them back to their own land. And I'm sure the next time the king said, you know, go get that prophet Elijah, those guys weren't going. They weren't going. So what is the secret to seeing? What is the secret to faith? How do we get more currency? You know, we spend at least 40 hours of our lives trying to get the currency of earth, and it's not worth half as much, or not even three quarters as much as the currency of heaven. It's funny, because even, I think it's prophetic, because right now the price of gold is going up and the price of currency is going down. And there's a place in Revelation where it says, exchange your gold, your regular gold, right, for heavenly gold refined by fire. Ha! Heavenly gold! Heavenly gold gets Tiffany watches and houses and and checks and when you don't deserve it. Who wants more heavenly gold? This is great. You know why? I'm going to tell you what I've discovered. The secret to faith. Are you ready? It's holiness. You know, holiness used to really frustrate me. Because it says in Isaiah, no one is holy except for the Lord our God. And I used to say, God, God, how can you hold me up to a standard of being holy when you know that you're the only one who's holy? You know? Now, praise the Lord, it says that we are made holy by the blood of Jesus Christ as we enter into his presence. It says that actually as we enter into his presence, we stare at his face and he brings us from glory to glory, from holy to holy. And so, it's funny, the throne room of heaven, Revelation chapter 4, 1 through 8, says, after these things I looked and there was a door standing open in heaven, and I heard a voice that sounded like a trumpet speaking. It says, come up here. Come up here. Come out of your fear. Come out of your doubt. Come out of your unbelief. Come on up here with me. And immediately he was in the spirit and he saw a throne in heaven and one who sat on a throne like jasper. And there was a rainbow of emeralds. And there was 24 elders on 24 thrones. And there was lightnings and thunders. Oh, you want lightnings and thunders from heaven? 2 weeks ago, at my church, we were praying an intercession because there was a big storm and my daughter was like, where does the lightning come from? Where does the thunder come from? And I told her, I said, honey, the thunder and the lightning come from heaven. They come from around his throne. And they just announce the bigness of God. And I said, a lot of times after the thunders and lightnings, you'll also find rainbows. Because those also are coming down from heaven. And so we were praying an intercession at our church at Midtown. Lord, send your thunders and your lightnings. Send your awes and your wonders. Send your signs and your wonders, but also, Lord, send your rainbows, your promises, and your revelations. Ha. But I'm getting off talk here, and God sure did. Oh, we were on the floor for quite a while that Sunday. But then something even better happened. You know what happened? Ha! I know. God came, and we worshiped God, and he took us higher and higher, and higher, and higher, and higher. And we just started crying, holy, holy, holy. And you know, what happened was we actually got caught into what I call, or what Jacob calls, the anthem of heaven. It's not love, love, love. It's not peace, peace, peace. It's not, but it's holy, holy, holy. That's what it is. That's what it is. It's holy, holy, holy. Ha, just close your eyes. Close your eyes. Thank you. Give me my Bible. It's in there. Ha. God is calling us to come up here and be separated onto himself. It's not there. Because he's holy, holy, holy. And he is the God who makes us holy. Did you know that? It actually says in Exodus, my Bible's coming. We're just going to go off the beaten path. We're going to stick with the Bible. But anyways, it says in Exodus that God actually calls us onto himself and separates us. And then he makes us holy onto himself. Wow. Ho. This is a good thing. You know why? Did you know that Abraham was called onto God to be separate? And when he walked with God, Pharaoh was afraid of him. Assyrian kings were afraid of him. Mercenaries were afraid of him. And they were all giving him gifts everywhere he went. They were all blessing him. Ha. How many people want to be in that place? The place of faith. See, the secret to holiness is not so much about religion, but it really is all about relationship. It really is. It's not about what you know, how much Bible you know. It's good to know the Bible, by the way, because it is the mind of Christ. But I'm going to tell you right now, it's about who you know. It really is. It's all about who you know. See, God wants to call you to separate you onto himself. Think about that, Exodus 33. God actually calls you to be separate onto himself. And he wants to make you holy. Praise Daddy that he's actually calling us onto himself. You know, I'm going to get into this because you see, you have the outer court, a place where you're like talking to God and whatnot. And that's like sometimes you come to church and the priest is there and you give the sacrifice and you have friends with God. Or actually, not even that. The priest where you pray, then you go and you offer your sacrifice to the inner court. It's the place where you like here, we're in the inner court now. But then you have another place, the outer court, the inner court. And that place is called the Holy of Holies. You know what I love about that place called the Holy of Holies? It's the place where there's no light except for the Lord. It's covered by a big, thick curtain. And when you go into that place, there's no light except for the Lord. Sounds heavenly, doesn't it? It's the place where the only thing you can see is the mercy seat of God. Is the glory of God. And so God, when he calls you onto himself to be made holy, what it means is I want you to come out from where you are and come to where I am. From your fear, from your doubt, from your anxiety, from your worry, from your unbelief to a place of faith and freedom, hope, peace. The place where anything is possible with God, and you begin to see how big your God is and how small your problem is. And there's a divine exchange happening there. You see, Abraham was considered righteous because he obeyed the law? No. Because he served God 100% all the time? No. But because he had relationship. And it was counted on to him as righteousness. And I believe that if faith is dead without works, the reason why Abraham did so many works was because Abraham knew his God. Whoa! I want to know that cry that's in your heart that says, set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. That's the Holy Spirit calling you up here. Out of your problem and into your solution. Because you see, he is the answer to every problem that you have, every question that you had, and every prayer you're ever going to pray. Glory. Praise the Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you are the answer. Oh, thank you, Daddy. Oh, I want to come into that place of holiness. And how do we get there? Well, the Bible says in the Old Testament, there is a big curtain. And it was thick. And that big, thick curtain, the guy used to go in with the he was on with the incense, and he'd have to bow right down on his face. And they have to carry it in. They say that they used to tie rope around him, because if he wasn't holiness, they'd have to pull him back because he'd be dead in the presence of God. Whoa, where'd that come from? Well, you see, God is holy. And has anybody ever found themselves struggling to get into the presence of God? I have. It's okay to admit it. We're all humans. You know, it's all right. I'll be better tomorrow than I am today. And the next day, because God is bringing me from glory to glory, from holiness to holiness, as I walk forward with him. And so, you ever find that when you're having problems getting into the presence of God, there's usually some sort of sin involved? Ha! You know, there was a couple of Aaron's sons who offered God a strange fire. It didn't work out for them. Consumed them. And sometimes when we live a life of sin, it consumes us and destroys us because it makes it so we have problems entering to the place of God, into the Holy of Holies. So it's hard to go to church, and it's hard to pray. It's hard to enter in. And sometimes when you're praying, God will say, you know, I need you to forgive this person. I need you to forgive that person. I need you to repent of this sin. I need you to repent of that sin. Because God will actually prepare your heart to receive the blessing. Because when you're full of sin, it's a strange fire because you're full of doubt and unbelief and all kinds of other stuff. And we won't go there. We won't go there. But But that's sometimes what hinders us from going into the holy place, from receiving the currency of heaven, is of faith. So if you are inside some, ask the Lord right now to check your heart. If there's any place inside of me where I has been keeping me from getting into the Holy of Holies, that has been keeping me from getting into the place where there's a fire deep down in my soul that I can't contain and I can't control. Because you see, the secret to getting into the Holy of Holies is you don't just bow once, but you're on your face with incense, prayers, and you have to keep bowing. On your face, you're bowing, 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 and you're inching yourself into the Holy of Holies closer and closer to the Ark of the Covenant, the place where the mercy seat is. And so holiness really is all about God calling you a place to help you get rid of your sin and your unbelief, and your currency of earth, anger, bitterness, whatever. Where you bow and you bow and you bow and you bow and you find yourself coming up before the mercy seat. And then God actually shows you his plan for your life, his goodness, his purposes, his grace. How he created you to be more than a conqueror in him. And all of a sudden, your heart is turning into a flame of fire. That fire is going deeper and deeper into your soul. And God becomes the God who starts to make you holy as he is holy. He starts filling you with faith and with courage and with peace and with favor and confidence. How many people want to be filled with faith, courage, confidence? Because God, when he says, come up here, he's calling you from the place where you're at to the place where he's at. And where is he at? He at? In heaven on his throne, ruling over all. Every principality and demon is underneath his feet, and every one of their lies is too. Right now, if you have a lie in your life that just keeps coming up and coming up and coming up and coming up, I want you to just surrender it right now. It could be, I don't forgive this person, or I'm not good enough. Whatever it is, I want you to just offer it to God. Just bow down. Bow down. Ask the Lord if there's anything that's hindering you from coming into the Holy of Holies. You know, I love the Holy of Holies. I described it to my own church as a room full of treasure. You go into the Holy of Holies and you pull out all this treasure and you start distributing it. Then you go back and you go back into the Holy of Holies and you start... Because the room full of Holy of Holies is lit with the light of the Lord and the word of the Lord, which is faith. All of his decrees. Ho! Oh! All of his plans, all of his purposes. It's the place where you align your heart with his heart. And you stop unbelieving and you start believing. It's also the place where you offer yourself as a living sacrifice before your God. The Bible says that at that altar where you're offering yourself as a living sacrifice, the flame never goes out. Because the priest is constantly putting oil and incense on it. There's constantly worship and prayer. Ha! When you ask the Lord to put that fire down deep in your soul, that you won't be able to contain, you won't be able to control, you'll find yourself bowing lower and lower and lower and lower. going past the outer court and into the Holy of Holies, offering your stuff up to God. And you'll see him putting incense on it, oil on it, and lighting it on fire. And that fire is all of your fear and all of your doubt and all of your unbelief burning away because of a new passion and a new faith and a new hope that you have because you've seen just how big your God is. And his name is Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. Ha. Whew. Who wants more of the currency of heaven? Oh, I'm going to need worship team. I'm going to need the worship team. Ah, shabba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. It's God right now. He's pouring out invitations. Shabba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. To come into the Holy of Holies. He's pouring out invitations to just to offer yourself as a living sacrifice before your God. Shay. To trade your unbelief for belief. To trade your natural for supernatural. To trade your unholiness for his holiness. To be set ablaze with a fire that will burn, 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 deep down inside your soul. And it won't go out. Because the Lord will be feeding it with incense and myrrh. And you know what that will be? That will be praise of Lord for all the miracles that he has done. Because you were friends with him. And no other reason. Not because we were good, but because God looked down upon us, pitied us, and saw that we needed to become good. And so he called us up here by the blood of the Lamb. That we might have a testimony. That will overcome even the ruler of this world himself. How many people have a testimony? Shalabra. How many people want a new testimony? Well, your new testimony is only as big as your new trial is. I want you to take that trial. I want you to enter into the Holy of Holies through worship. The incense, I want you to bow down and just look past your trial. And keep bowing and keep bowing until you pop up into the place of faith. Into the place of receiving from Holy Spirit more of him. More courage. More strength. More peace. More joy. More mercy. Because really, that's what holiness is. It's the mercy of God being manifest to us through Christ, calling us onto himself. Praise you, Lord, for your mercy, for your holiness, for your grace. Amen. Yeah, for you. We're going to praise and worship God, and if you want prayer, just line up the front or back or along the lines there. But I would encourage you to just receive more of God's mercy, because when you do, you get more faith.